Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So I did want to ask a question in light of what we witnessed on Sunday night. I think maybe we just missed the easiest question that we should be asking. Do you want more replay in the NFL? Does the NFL need to, because they got it right by going back and saying it wasn't a touchdown, that was a formation, a motion penalty. Should the NFL be able to do that? And whether it's from New York or it's the ref that's up in the booth, hey, buzz down, you missed something. Here's what it is. Throw the flag. It, you know, or whatever it might be. Do we need more replay? Do we need that extra ref up in the booth to say, hey, you missed something? Here it goes.
To quote, get it right.
Yeah.
It would be something they'd have to do starting for the next league year.
Correct. Yeah, they're not going to make that change now.
And look, the argument to do it is then you don't have to worry about cover-ups and lies. You just get the call right.
Right.
And I think one way it could be used, not focusing on our game from last week, is whenever the Philadelphia Eagles line up with this tush push and the offensive line goes early, that's not reviewable. Should it be? Should you be able to throw a challenge flag and have somebody up in a booth go, hey, it's one thing to run this play.
Yeah.
You got to follow the rules. Should you be allowed to involve the booth to review plays involving penalties? That's what we're asking, right?
Yeah. And so if you say yes, I want to know, okay, how do you do this without slowing down the game? And if you are going to say yes, they can call penalties, then you also should be asking the question, are they going to review the ones that are called and say, you know what? In hindsight, that's not a hold. Or,
boy, is that tough. That's hard to do.
Sure. but it needs to be able to go both ways. That it ever will.
If you open Pandora's box, that's what it means.
Right. Yeah, yeah. And so, I mean, what's the mechanism? Where do you want to draw the line? Or do you just want to say, you know what, human element's going to be a part of this, and we have to accept that players are imperfect, officials are imperfect, and we just have to live with it.
The way it currently is.
Yeah, and I've never been a fan of replay. I don't like replay. I don't like it in any way, shape, or form. I don't like slowing down the game, and I understand the want to get it right. Sometimes they're going to get it right. Sometimes they're not. The game happens quickly. It's at a fast pace. And I like, there's enough TV timeouts now to you know, slow the game down.
No kidding.
I want to go ahead and just say, which they're not going to do, but I don't want to add more to it because it just is that it's an avalanche. It's a snowball. It's a slippery slope. You're just going to, well, if we're doing this now, then why not include this? And then it's not, why not include the next step?
I do want them to get the calls right. I do think...
Don't get me wrong. I'm
not painting you as a guy who doesn't care about that. My perspective is this. We have the cameras. We have the technology. We should get as many calls right as possible. My fear is, of course, bogging down the game. So what I would propose is not every play is eligible, but the coach's challenges could extend in scope. So if you go, hey, I'm sure they lined up offsides on that play. I'm throwing a challenge flag and you're going to take a pitch clock amount of time to verify it. Not some 2, 3, 5, 10 minute review. We'll put 30, 40 seconds on a clock. Verify. One replay, two replays. They get in the lunchbox. Quick decision. And it's not every play. You have your challenge flags, and now you can use them to challenge what you feel as a coach to be egregious. If you're right, you keep your challenge. If you're wrong, you lose your challenge. You got to be strategic about it. That allows me to correct obvious blunders with penalties without involving conspiracy from the league and lying after the game. And I'm hoping to do it in a way that doesn't slow the game down. That's how I would do it.
Okay, so let's just say they put that clock at 30 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no way for them to be able to run to the sideline, pull out that little postage stamp camera, and watch it with enough views to then make a call. So it's going to have to come from above. And I say remove the officials if this is the route we're going to go. And then you still have an issue of how many views are they going to be able to look at? And then in the pool report, are they going to say, well, if I had seen that view, but there wasn't enough time? And then all of a sudden, well, let's go from 30 seconds to 45 seconds. Well, let's go from 45 seconds to a minute. Like it because you didn't get it right. Now we want to make sure we get it right.
Right. I know how this could go slippery slope and turn into a disaster. And it's kind of what happened when they tried this with pass interference, right?
Yeah.
They thought it sounded great on paper, right? Let's not miss obvious pass interference. It's a huge swing play. It's a spot foul in the NFL. It makes a hell of a difference if you call it right or wrong. But they found that they couldn't adequately pull that off.
Right. And even the ones that were called, and you're like, it doesn't look like it's pass interference. They weren't overturned.
I think some of the challenge, too, is when you slow anything down.
Everything looks like a penalty.
You got there early. Yeah, but you got there early in slow-mo. Was it bang, bang?
Right. Well, then you're talking about the tush push, right? Was it bang, bang? You left just a tenth of a second early?
Right. Do you guys want to see this? Clearly, it was done against protocol on Sunday.
Yeah.
Do you wish that they changed protocols so that any team could have that play officiated properly and there wouldn't be controversy? There'd be delays.
Yeah.
And there may be.
And there's already a lot of delays.
Yeah. So you guys let us know. Rich in Detroit, good morning.
Hey, I do want them to get it right. I think it's critical. You know, we've been boned enough, and other teams can make the same argument. So they've got 8 TV timeouts per half. Why don't you just tell the sponsors that these reviews of these plays are going to be when your TV timeout, like when your ads pop up? We don't have to watch the ref look at the replay. And then the sponsors are happy. We don't slow the game down, but you still get the right call.
And if there's no challenges, they just lose those TV spots?
It defaults to what it was. No matter what.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You do it on a natural stop. Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know if that makes sense, but that was just what popped into my head, and I thought, well, maybe everybody wins this way. Because I know it's just driving the fans nuts, and the NFL has to have a little bit of a stake in the game in terms of dollars and cents that equate with their credibility, right? It's got to stay credible for people to spend their dollars and to get that TV money in the first place.
Right.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's in a perfect world, yeah, the timing all works out like that, but, you know, hey, you spent your TV timeout, and then all of a sudden, there's the last couple seconds of the quarter, there's a challenge.
Now what do you do?
Now, yeah.
Now there's an extra
stoppage of play.
Stoppage and play. Yeah.
What about adding more officials to the field?
Are they already getting away enough?
To watch for things. Like, maybe they're positioned behind the main ref or near the main ref, but they're looking for other stuff. I don't know.
I mean, if you start adding more bodies to the field, I mean, it's congested enough with these guys. And, you know,
I know, but I this is out of control if we're going to start reviewing everything.
I agree. I don't want it.
You wouldn't be reviewing everything. It would just be a couple plays.
Well, but no. You do that, but then, you missed this. And John's right about the clock would get longer. People would say, they didn't have enough time to get it right. Isn't the goal to get it right?
Right.
If the goal is to get it right, you should review every play. Seriously.
But that's not going to happen.
We all acknowledge
you can't do that. Yeah.
I think the NFL, that New York should actually buzz down and get involved on confusing slash critical moments, games like less is more is what I'm saying. But like the New Orleans pass interference. That brought the pass interference review for 1 year.
Yeah.
That they should just buzz in and say, whoa, 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 whoa. I'd be fine with that. The problem with that is that they won't do that right at some time that somebody wants it.
Right.
There's just no right answer.
So
here.
How do you determine that play is obvious?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com, code FIT.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
But it's the ones that aren't obvious. You're like, well, why are you calling that one egregious and not this one? It's like targeting. Why are you calling that targeting and not this targeting? Why is this guy suspended and this guy's not, or fined and not?
I think maybe the answer would be you could expand the scope of replay to things that are more definitive. Like offside is pretty definitive, right? You had 12 guys on the field. That's pretty definitive, right? Things like that that are penalties that we can't currently challenge but should be easy to identify. Like, it's hard to judge bang-bang pass interference, or was that a hold on the interior of the offensive line or the backside of a play? Maybe that's not something you can challenge. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but then, I mean, what might be important to you might not be important to me. And what could influence a play... I mean, are you going to then say, well, everything backside of the center, we're not going to review. It's only got to be at the point of attack.
Well, if we did that, you as an offensive lineman would know, hey, I'm on the backside of this play. I can get away with more, right?
Well, we already know that.
Yeah, but it would be explicit.
I mean, yeah, then you start taking away the tricks that crafty veterans can use that they can get away with. And I mean, it just the snowball effect is not something that not a road I even want to go down.
We want to hear from people on this because you had the thought, hey, did we miss something this week? We spent a lot of time fixating on our perspective, but from a league standpoint,
yeah,
should we want them to be able to get involved with this stuff and get the right call, or does it bog the game down and it's unnecessary? It's 97.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.